What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
We are back at it, the highest show in the land, the Patrick Gale Show. You know what time it is. Making my pops happy right now because he said I missed the show last week. He did say that, Coach. He missed the show last week. So when we back, episode 13, he said we need to get our act together. But we are back.
Tell Pops we back on our grind, man. Tell him we back on our grind. So we apologize. We apologize.
No doubt. Well, hey, look, Coach, we got good vibes around the team right now. Went up to Fort Valley for their homecoming. Heck of a crowd in Fort Valley. Nice road trip up there. And got the job done, man. Coach, that'll make you feel good seeing your guys persevere on the road now. Out at home on the road and get this victory.
Well, I'll tell you what. Fort Valley's playing really well. They're playing really well. They had come off a win against Allen. I think they just lost a close one against Benedict right after us. They're playing really well. They're gonna hurt some teams down the stretch and in the conference tournament. So not only was it a big time win in a really big time environment, but we beat a team that's playing their best basketball at the right time right now. They got some guys that have stepped up, and they got some guys that I don't think they're going to want to end their season anytime soon. So that was a huge win for our guys. And our seniors stepped up, and especially our guards. We had really good guard play. So I was very proud of our guys and their performance.
And Jameer went off, I saw. Jameer went off.
He did. That's one of the seniors I wanted to mention. May 8th, it was because he's on the show. I mean – you know, what more can I say? You know, he stepped up. He shot the ball confidently, but he got to the free throw line. I believe he got 5 rebounds. He had an and-one late in the game, powering up in the paint. He's playing his that's the best game I've seen him play since he's been here. And he's played some really good games. He had 7 threes last year against FAMU, but he played a really good inside-out game this past game.
No doubt, like you said, Coach. Like you said, this is his time of year, man. He has to make it work, man. He's urgency in his blood now, knowing that his career is ticking away. So he has to show up and help lead the guys. You know, even off the bench, Reggie can shoot off the bench as well. Another senior for you coming in there, giving you a boost as well against Fort Valley, because that's what you got to do this time of year. We need everybody hands on deck right now.
Well, I could tell we practiced early morning this morning. I could tell they want to keep practicing. They don't want the season to be over. And we're one of many teams that can say that. So this is the best time of year for coaches because we don't really have to say much. They're already locked in, and practices are kind of bittersweet. They're fun, but you know, pretty soon, you know, it's going to be over. It's just, when do you decide it's over? So like all coaches say, do you want to wash and fold or do you want to wash and hang? So we'll see.
No doubt. And young Javian gave you some too as well, Coach, against Fort
Valley. Senior, yep. Another senior that played huge minutes, had two big-time layups and had really, really great passes and kind of saved possessions with seeing the floor. He's playing his best basketball, again, I've seen since I've coached him since he's been here. So if we can just continue that, and it was on the road, and that was what was the most encouraging to see. They won that game. That was something that they stepped up and they wanted. They knew that we just needed a win. So now we move forward to Savannah State, another team playing really well. It's going to be a tough environment. It's always tough to play at Savannah State, and that just happens to where the conference tournament is going to be.
Yeah, Savannah State's also to play in, no doubt, man. And like you said, Coach, at least you have this week, some time to recover the bodies, because them games coming at you fast there, and getting that kind of reset, soft reset, to get the bodies healed so you can make this next push and have the gas in the tank for Savannah when the SIAC tournament starts there first week of March there.
Absolutely. We need it. We definitely need it. We had an injury to Taron Wofford in his first game back, and he played really well. He hit a couple of big threes, had some great mid-range shots, and then on a breakaway dunk, he got some contact, and he's in concussion protocol, so hopefully we can get him back ASAP. But it's the war of attrition for our guys, and we've had to deal with injuries all year. So we at least we can say that we have battled and won that adversity battle. So now it's just about getting together, getting cohesive, and moving forward to the most exciting time of the season.
Yes, it is. It's truly March Madness because of a few channels. But for you all, it starts February because, you know, we're in a situation we got to really win games and get this to the right stuff so we can go into Savannah the right way. And it's just so happy you get to get a trial run of Savannah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes the Lord will do things to get you prepared for what you got to go through. So we're, you know, this road trip, I looked at it, you know, preseason, it's like, man, it's going to be a big trip. And no mistake about that. It's definitely a big trip. And we got to turn back around and go to Savannah after this weekend, the following week, for a conference tournament.
No doubt, Coach. And for you, man, I know you've been out here seeing the kids, talking to kids. So how's it been to go out there on the trail a little bit and look for these future ramps? So unfortunately, there are guys in our program who will be leaving. You have to replace them. So how have they been going out in the field trying to find young future Ramley members?
Well, we've been hitting that Southeast pretty hard. We were in Alabama. We were in SIAC territory, Alabama. I was driving through Jacksonville late last night, coming back off the road about maybe 1 a.m. So hitting the recruiting trail hard. A lot of young men are playing their last high school games, so wanting to see them in those pressure situations and want to go talk to them, you know, right after their season to see where their mindset is. And I will say this, our conference has a lot of young freshmen, and that's because the high school talent in, you know, our part of the world, Southeast, is really, really high. There's even in a small place in Alabama. You got guys that's putting up big time numbers, and watching him work out, I was blown away with his skill set. There's a lot of young, talented players that are playing high school basketball. The future of basketball is really bright.
So, and how is this year changed with the, a lot of COVID guys trying to about to cycle out? So, a high school dude's more apt to be picked up now. We still trying to get the older guys out of JUCO and or the guys who played D1 would want to come back down. So, how was recruiting been with this climate kind of getting normal? Yeah, how it was pre-COVID.
Well, I think the high school coaches got the message. So they're having a lot of high school coaches and trainers are having college regimen for their prospects, and they're hitting, young men earlier. I went to a high school practice, I want to say Monday, and I'm thinking that obviously you got the scout team, you got the starters, and I'm thinking the scout team's JV kids. And he's like, nah, coach, they're on the team. And the only reason I say that is because I'm thinking, okay, you got the JV team to be your scout team, but there were a lot of freshmen, obviously, and sophomores on the team that playing varsity. And that's huge. First of all, you're giving them plays and they're executing the other team's plays. But the fact that you have these young guys on varsity, and he's speaking of a ninth grader and saying he's going to be pretty good, but you got to be used to the work of the level you want to get to. And the fact that they're already working and confident, I mean, I was, again, I'm blown away with the young talent, man. Don't let anybody say that, basketball in this country is dying out. No, sir. It's definitely the coaches are doing, the high school coaches, middle school coaches, trainers, they're doing a great job. And I think now that the COVID players are cycling out, you're gonna see it's gonna get back to that one and done, and the talent pool's gonna be high. Not to mention the best incoming college freshman in the country, who's probably gonna be a one and done, who could be a one and done right now. In Florida right now at Mount Vernon. So there's a lot of talent, ta a lot of talented high school players out there.
No doubt, coach. I say, what, coach? I feel like you say, it's more structured now in a lot of
Yeah.
situations. Because I know, like when I played, it was more like we just want to run five motion. It
Yeah.
wasn't really no
Yeah.
play, but five
Yeah.
motion.
Yeah.
Then
Yeah.
we running actions,
Yeah.
front side, second side,
Yes.
and third side
Yes. Well,
action.
here's one of the things this is the way I was taught, and I'm not ashamed to admit this. A lot of times I'll go to high school practices. I'd rather go to high school practice than a game. A, because I want to see how that young man responds to his coaching, and how most of the time high school practices are early in the morning. I want to see how his motor is that early in the morning. But the other reason is I steal so much stuff from high school coaches. And I wasn't disappointed when I went and saw my guy, Derek Felder, down in South Plantation High School, and the stuff he was running. And he played Division II basketball at a high level. He coached at the Division II level, at the PSAC. So a lot of stuff that he runs, D1s are running, but his mentor and his coaches are the ones that kind of initiated and implemented those systems and those actions. So there's so many coaches out there that do a great job at the high school level. And that's why, to me, the players are ready to play at the next level. And again, I can only speak for my conference, but our freshmen, not just one, we have a couple of freshmen that start, Cam Evans, that comes from Sumter High School, and his coach and his coaching staff, one of his coaches actually played for me, Juwan High. So there's so many players. The young man at Wheeler, DJ, he came from Wheeler High School, played for Larry Thompson. Enough said about that. There's so many players in the conference, so many freshmen that are like, wow, these guys are really, really good. And you can't believe they're freshmen or sophomores. The young man at Clark, Shamani Fuller, played at a big time program up in the Bronx. Again, guys that, you know, a lot of people don't realize. When kids say, yeah, I think I can play at that level, you better watch some D2 basketball and know. But I will say this, there are a lot of kids that can play at the D2 level right now in high school.
No doubt, because I'll tell you, it's not for us. I practice, was it 245s? The bell rung at 205. We had to be on the court dressed about 245.
You know what? That was us. That was us back in the day, Ed. But now, I'll tell you what, these teams practice. I'd be remiss. Can't mention high school basketball without Lawton Williams down at Norland High School. He has a big-time player, Marcus Allen, that you'll know about the next couple of years in college. But he practices a lot of times 6 a.m. And he does a lot of great things for the young men to get them prepared to play at the next level. So that's just one coach out of many at the high school level that it ain't 2:45 anymore. It's 6 a.m. It's 5:30. Matter of fact, I had managers or I have managers, and I've had young ladies that came to me that wanted to be a manager. And when we told them, you know, sometimes we got to get up in the morning. Oh, yeah, we have practice in the mornings every day. I said, OK, so what time did you have to be at school? Oh, some of those young ladies said 4:30 and 5 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, whoa, but they do practice that early. So
that blows my mind, Coach. Class was a 7:05.
Well, JR, like I said, not saying you struggle, but when people talk about, oh, this generation is this and that, y'all don't have a clue what this generation is doing. You got a lot of kids that get up in the morning and work out and practice and go to school, and after school will get in the weight room, get in the track, or get on the court and work again. There's a lot of young men out there that are very regimented, and that's why they have success at the next level so quickly.
Yeah, I had to adjust, Coach. I was used to, in football, it was 2:45 on the field. So, because now, since you say it was 5 to 8.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, so we have to admit that we have more knowledge about, you know, the sports science and the right time to practice, the right nutrition, you know, how important sleep is, how important your mental health is. So these young people have more access to that info. So I just like to shout out our young generation. A lot of people talk negatively about them, but you have a lot of young men. You know, I know the young men I spoke to, they're awesome. They're humble. They love the Lord. They listen to their coach. They just want an opportunity. I've never heard a young man that I've talked to tell me, oh, yeah, coach, I'm going to come in there. And how many guards you got? Because I'm going to start over them. There's, coach, I just want an opportunity. I just want to get better. And then you can see the humility come out of them. So I think that we have a bright future when it comes to young basketball players.
No doubt, coach. And coach, it's going to really make you feel good. Earlier the day, I was going football with my father.
Oh, that's big time. That's big. So the spark is back. The spark is back, huh?
I was literally throwing the football with my father for about 30 minutes earlier today, man.
That's awesome. That's awesome, man. And that just goes to show how important it is, how important, you know, dads are and parents are. And again, you know, we can't talk about young people without talking about their parents. You know, I talk to a lot of players that have their dads not only involved, but their dads, you know, sometimes they give me knowledge and wisdom, or vice versa, you know, just men kind of talking to each other. And a lot of times when I bring prospects, when I talk to the parents, we don't talk about basketball. We talk about everything else. So it's good to know that, you know, just you speaking about that, people can understand how important that is, man. That's everything. That's everything.
And mind you all, my father is going to be 85 years old this year.
Wow. Wow. God bless him. And still knock you out.
Yeah,
still knock you out if you ever disrespect. That's what I'm talking about.
He told me, he's like, son, I feel good throwing the football to you, remember? Because that's where you get, you see, that's why you hear where you are today, son, the football. the basketball.
He said the labrum and the shoulder, it still works a little bit if you want to pop off a little bit, yeah. Or have somebody pop off. You can throw a little pop too, right?
Yes. You know, it was fun. Pop was still spinning the football, coach. It was about 20 yards. He threw the ball 20 yards to me at 84.
Yep. Hey, man, where you think you get it from, man? You know, that's what you got pouring in your blood right now, man. So obviously, you know, we love Pops. Big up senior.
Yeah.
UJR, he's senior.
Yes. And coach, he was fired up too, coach. You can see the fires in his eye.
Hey, I told you, he still got it, man. He still got it because he understands it's about inside. It's about how you take care of that temple. So, and obviously fatherhood, man. There's nothing like throwing a ball with your son. And I got a chance to do that a little bit. I see my son and I was showing him his shooting form a little bit. And I saw how he worked on it. And, man, it's nothing like fatherhood, man.
Oh, yeah, it's a great day, man. Just seeing, you know, just being inspired by that, knowing it, you know. Like I said, you know, my mom, she supports me, but it's like, do you love it, son? See, my mom's the intellectual. My mom is intellectual. She's about reading for knowledge and history. And she's like, you should get you a book. I got books, mom.
But it's that balance. It's that balance, man. That's what you need. You have to educate your brain, but you also, just like you exercise your brain, you have to exercise everything else. So it's that balance, the holistic living.
Yes. And you know what, coaches, like I said, having supportive people around, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Sports is not my mother's thing, but she supports me in doing it. That's very important for this out here. Have people in your corner who support you, you know?
That's right. That's right.
And support you about conditions. You know, that's something that my dad talks about a lot, coach. It's like people only want to support you with conditions.
That's right.
It's not unconditional. It's conditional.
Well, that's why I'm so, you know, with the season we're having, obviously I've been through a lot of trials and tribulations. And that's why I definitely am grateful that I'm going through it, because I can have that testimony for others. See, I don't have to wait to win, you know, championships, or wait to win, you know, 15, 14 games in a row to say, hey, I'm a winner. And this is how you do it. First and foremost, get in close with the Lord and know that as long as you work hard and stay close to him, you're going to be fine. And it says something for people that are in, you know, situations like, man, that's tough, but can still profess their love and their faithfulness, you know, to the Lord. So I'm learning to do the same thing. I'm not perfect, you know. Like I told you earlier, Psalms 91, I always, you know, keep that close. But when you're around young people and you have to teach young people how to persevere, you know, that's why I'm so proud of my guys, because a lot of other teams and a lot of other players would have quit, even subconsciously. Sometimes you quit and you're quitting subconsciously. But the fact that they're paying attention in practice, the fact that they know that they just need something to go their way, but they're keeping at work. You know, we didn't have to get guys up at in the morning to practice, and we practiced in the morning the last few weeks, and it's good to see that they have some fruit of their labor. And again, as long as you have a game to play, and I told them, you know, before the game, before Valley, make sure you deposit each possession. You're trying to now ask for extra. You're trying to ask for extra games, extra possessions after the season is over in the regular season. So you got to start. It ain't coming from the air. You got to deposit it. So you got to make those sacrifices and deposit those possessions when no one's around, when there's no fans, when it's just you and basketball.
Hey, man, air coach. Like I said, no, like I said, as my father said, son, he said, every motion counts.
There you go.
From the weight room to the court to the film room to the bus, every motion counts. So my father always used to say, every motion counts.
And you know what? That's profound, because we take that for granted. Every motion counts. Not every day. Not every second. Because you can waste the day and second just sitting there The body was meant to move. The brain was meant to, something was meant in your body to move, your spirit. Every motion counts. And you can do it for the right reasons or for the wrong reasons. And they're going to have good consequences or bad consequences. So I love that knowledge from your dad. That's the best way to end the show, man. I can't say nothing. I can't top that, JR. Every motion counts.
Every motion counts. Guess what? So every motion counts. We'll have one more motion for you. Free SIT tournament episode.
That's right.
Next Tuesday. And then we might not have a show that follows. But I will be in tow with the Ram, the Ramley. I'll be there, Savannah. Know that.
Hey, JR, you are Ramley, so you better be there. You better be there. And we are just so blessed that you are with us and that you've done so much for us behind the scenes, you know, that nobody knows about, nobody sees, that given your time, your talent, and your wisdom, especially from the people that you know, starting with senior, you know, that's huge, man, passing that down to us and our young men.
Anytime, Coach. Folks, we'll be back next week. Coach Gill and myself, let's get it. Episode 14, we out.
Let's get it.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.